Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Samech Tet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the first half of Mishnah Gimel in our Perek. I take it back. We're looking at Mishnah Bet in our Perek. Amavakeret Amakasha Leleit. So in the first Mishnah, we dealt with a regular animal giving birth, and she was having difficulty in birth. Here, it's a mevakeret, which means her first baby, which means we now have the issue of bechor. Mechatech ever ever, so the owner can, or whoever's there, can cut out one piece at a time, one limb at a time, umashlich laklevim, can throw it to the dogs, which means it has no kedushat bechor. Yatzah rubo, once the majority of the animals come out, harezi kaver, then has to be buried. And then the mother no longer has a bechor. That's her bechor. Now, itmar, watch the following. Yatzash, lishumachor loved kochavim. Let's say a third of the animal came out. And the owner sold it to a non-Jew. V'chazav, yatzash, lishachar. And then another third came out. Rafuna amar kadosh. He says the whole thing is kadosh, which means you have to go back and buy that third back from the non-Jew and give it to the kohen. Rab amar eno kadosh. No, it's not kadosh. Why? Avuna makadosh, because some of them are freya kadosh. Meaning that once a majority comes out and is born, then retroactively everything that comes out is kadosh. Okay, vanda nafakli rube, since a majority came out, igloy milta the mafreya to mikar havi kadosh. That tells us that when it was originally born, it was kadosh. Umayda zavein or klum zavein. What he sold was nothing, meaning a meaningless sale. Rambam Mar Eino Kadosh, he disagrees. Kasavam Mikanu Mahaba Kadosh, it's only Kadosh from here on in. What we would call prospectively, not retroactively. Umay de Zavain, Shapir Zavain. And that which he sold was a perfectly legitimate sale. And now you've got an animal that's one third already owned by a goy, there's no chiyuv of Bechorah. Va'azlu le Tamayu, and they are consistent in this, to Itmar. Yatzah shlish derech dofen. Let's say a third of the animal came out in a way, like from the side, that would not be considered pet derechem. Ushno shlishay derech rechem. The other two thirds came out the proper way, the normal way. Avun amar eno kadosh. So flip in the halachic result, but same svara. Rav amar kadosh. Why? Avun amar eno kadosh. For the tamei the malafreya kadosh. Meaning, once a majority is born, you got to look back and see how did it start. Think about this. The minute that you get to 50% being born, or 51% being born, look back, and 33% was born derech dofen, which means 66% of what was already born was born the wrong way. So it's based on a rov, it's not a pet derechem. Rabba mar kadosh, why is this kadosh? Rabba the tamei damar mikanu mahaba kadosh. We count from here on in. Veruba derech rechem nafik. After it's born, majority, 66%, came out the right way. So now the question is, why do they have to repeat their disagreement? Utsricha diashmin and vaha, if we only had the second case. Behakam Rav Huna Mishum de Lakula. Here Rav Huna is more mekil. He says it's not kadosh. Avabahach to the chumra, aim a modu of the rabba, but maybe in the first case where Rav Huna's position would lead to a chumra, which it does, we might think he agrees with rabba and says it's not kadosh. Ve'i itmar baha, and if we only had the first case, then baha kamarab, baha'im, ravuna tzricha, just flip it, and that's our tzrichuta. Meaning that Rabba might have agreed in the second case with ravuna, lakula, therefore we need to hear the position. Okay, now let's test this. That's really a challenge to ravuna. That's our Mishnah. And we talk about a case where you cut the pieces and leave them there in storage to feed them later to dogs. But if you say that it's retroactive, then the minute that a majority is out there, you've got a bechor. You should have to bury them. So the answer is no, you're cutting them off, and just like the Mishnah says, throwing them to the dogs right away, or disposing of them in some other non-respectful way. But indeed, Rav Huna would have to say in our Mishnah that if you cut them and leave off the pieces, the minute you had a majority, you would have to bury them. So So if that's the case, then why does the end of our Mishnah say the minimum majority comes out, it has to be buried? He should have said that in the Reisha. It's only when you cut it and throw each one as is to the dogs immediately. But if you cut them and leave them and then give them later, you can't give them later, you have to bury it. So the answer is Achanami Kama. That's how you should read the Mishnah. And what they do is sort of link together the Reisha and Sefer by saying that's only true if you cut them and throw them immediately. But if you cut them and leave them, it's as if the majority came out at once, which is what the Reish Sefer says. If the majority came out, and you kaver. Now, by Rava. Rava asked the following question. He asked the question, and it's very unclear what he's asking. He says, when it comes to limbs, do we look at rov or not? So, hechidami, what's the case? Tell me that 51% of the animal was birthed, but part of that 51% was a third of the leg, let's say, a minority of one limb. They're coming by a land, Rav is asking, the 30%, let's say, of the leg that's outside. But the rov de'eva shadirle, do we say that it really follows the majority, which is inside, which means you now don't have a majority born? Or maybe we look at the fact that you got 51% of the whole fetus has come out, and that's what counts. So the answer to that is, that can't be the question. Certainly, if a majority of the ubar is out, we're not going to ignore that and do this following where the limb is, where the majority of the limb is. That can't be the case. So Rava wasn't asking that. Let's say exactly 50% came out, and part of the 50% was the lion's share of the leg. But coming by, and his question is, what do you do with the smaller part of the leg that's still inside? Do you say it's considered outside because it follows the majority of its limb, and now you've got more than 50% out or not? So let's say, Toshma Yatsaru Bawa is Ikaver. The Mishnah said that when a majority is birthed, then you got to bury it. My rubo, what's rubo? Ilam rubo mamash. If you think it's a majority of the animal is born, on hashtalash minim the rubo kechulo. Throughout all of Shas, we know rov kechol. We know that rov counts as if the whole thing is there. So I don't need our Mishnah to teach us that. It must be a case where exactly came out, a half came out, but part of the half was a majority of a limb, and so therefore we take the rest of the limb that's inside and consider it out, and that is already kaver. Right? That would prove the point. It could be a case, the first case that we had, which is more than half came out, but part of that more than half was a smaller part of the leg, and it's just teaching us what we originally said, which was that our original premise, which is we do not ignore the fact that 51% of the ubar is out because of the limb situation. Okay. So Rava's question seemed to be on a more simple level, and we answered it simply that we don't follow the rov aver when it's against the rov ubar. Okay, by Rava, krachol besiv mahu. What if the animal, the b'chor, was swaddled, and everything from here on to the end of the parable of the Mishnah is about the following problem. The Gemara talks, the Torah talks about peta rechem, that which exempts or opens up, really, or opens up, or for the first time opens up the womb. So what happens if you have an animal that's swaddled in some foreign object so it never really touches the womb on its way out? So now, kwachol basiv, let's say you used moss, mahu, betalito mahu, you put a garment in there and covered it, b'shiliyato mahu, if it was in its placenta, time out, b'shiliyato, rochehu, that's what's supposed to be born, ela b'shiliyachet, meaning you took another placenta and covered it, mahu. Kwachto rachazatu v'yutziyatu mahu, what if the birthing woman put her hand in and caught it and covered it up and pulled it out? So hechidami, idunafak derach reisha, if the animal already came out the normal way through its head, so petarte, the head already came out. It's already a petarechem. It must have been a breech birth, and you reached in and covered the rest of it, and so majority and the head came out while it was covered. Now we have a very strange thing. A rat gets in there, swallows it, and brings it out. Mahu. And that's not a question. It was carried out by the rat. Very bizarre case. The rat goes in, swallows the fetus, comes outside, then goes back inside and vomits it up, and then it comes out on its own, mahu. Meaning, do we say that since it originally came out in some sort of protective bubble that's foreign, it's not petarechem, or it is? Let's say he somehow took two wombs and put them together, it went through one womb through the other and out. Didei patar, certainly it exempts its own womb. The lav didei lo patar, but maybe the other womb is not exempted. Or dilma lav didei non patar, maybe both are exempted. The answer to all of these questions is deku. Boy Racha, he asked the question, if the chukot lebet arecha mahu, let's say that the uterine walls widened so much that when the animal came out, it didn't really rub against the walls. And here's the question. Avir rechem makdish, is it the airspace that's makdish? Fa'ika, and you got that. Odimah negiat rechem makadish, maybe it's actually touching the rechem that's makadish. V'haleika, you don't have that. So, and again, we have no resolution. By my Rashi, ne'akru kot lebet arecha mahu, what if the walls are gone? Nekru, they're gone. Leitana, there's no walls. El nekru v'tan levet savare, meaning, what if the walls fall and they're hanging on the neck of the birth of the animals being born? Might meaning they exist, but they're in the wrong place. In koman mekadesh lo mekam lo mekadesh. Maybe they're only mekadesh if they're in the right place. Or dilmash lo mekam lo mekadesh. Maybe the rechem is mekadesh wherever it is. B'amnei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira. So he asked Rav Zeira, nigmamu kol levet rechem. Let's say they were torn up. Mahu. You're asking something similar to a question that we asked. To Bar Rav Zeira, I asked the question. From Rav Bar Rav Zeira Rav Asi, or some people think Rav Zeira asked Rav Asi this question. Let's say there's more wall than open space. And the baby came out through the area that was open. Or parutz merubel omed, there was more open space than wall. And it came through the area that there was wall. Might. And Ad Kamoi Baile, Rav Zeira himself only asked the question, Ela Parutzum Robel Omeid, when there's some wall and some empty space. Diko Med Belman, there's something there. Awagam Nigmamu Lokum Baile, he didn't even ask the question if the whole walls were torn down so there's nothing there. And of course that would seem to imply that in that case it really is not a Bechor, because there really is no Rechem that he's being put there. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up now with the beginning of Mishnah Gimel, as I promised at the beginning of this year, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.